One of the aspects and one of the things that will occur on the day of Qiyamah is with regards to the hawd and drinking from the hawd. We know the surah, Allah says, إِنَّ عَطَيْنَكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِيَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. That we've granted you al-kawthar, and therefore perform your salah for Allah and make sacrifice. Your enemies will be, their lineage will be cut off. Now, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Al-Kawtharu al-Khayru al-Kathir alladhi a'ta'ahu Allahu iyyahu. That Al-Kawthar is the abundance good that Allah will grant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others say that is the Hawd al-Kawthar, which is a river in Jannah, which has a fountain on the plains of Qiyamah. With regards to this, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bainama ana asiru fil Jannah. While I was traveling around in Jannah, I passed by a well, and I asked, oh, Jibreel, who, what is this? And he said, Al-Kawthar, that your Rabb has given to you. The sand at this is so pure, and he went on explaining this. So that is how the Kawthar, that there's various explanations with regards to the how the kawthar and what it contains. Ma'uhu ashaddu bayadan min al-laban wa ahla min al-asal. The drink from it will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. That's in one of the narrations. Aniyatuhu kanujum is-sama. The utensils are like stars of the sky. Anna hadhi al-abariqa min dhahabin wa fiddatin. Its utensils will be from gold and silver. How big will it be? أَنَّ عَرْضَهُ مِثْلُ طُولِهِ مِنْ عَمَانِ إِلَىٰ أَيْلَاءِ. Nabi Salaam gave various descriptions as to the length or the description of it. How big, how long, how far, how wide. All of that has been described. Nabi Salaam also said, أَنَا فَرَتُكُمْ الْحَوْضِ. I am like one who has gone ahead for you onto the حَوْضِ. مَنْ مَرَّ عَلَيَّ الشَّرِيبَ. Whoever will pass by me will drink. وَمَنْ شَرِبَ لَمْ يَضْمَ أَبَدًا. And the person who drinks will never be thirsty ever. وَلَا يَرِدَنَّ عَلَيَّ أَقْوَامٌ أَعْرِفُهُمْ وَيَعْرِفُنِي. They will pass by, some people will pass by, I know them and they recognize me, but there will be a barrier between me and them, and I will say, إِنَّهُمْ مِنِّي, that these are from me. And it will be said, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what they did after you. And when that is said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say, Suhkan, suhkan, liman ghayyara ba'di, that woe, woe to those who changed after me. Woe to those who changed, or those who innovated things. Ibn Abi Mulaika, rahmahumullah, says that, Yaqul, in fact, he would say, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an narji'a ala aqabina, wa nuftana an deenina. Wallah, we seek protection that we turn on our heels and that we be tested with regards to our deen. That we be tested with regards to our deen. So for us, we want to pass by the hawd and we want to drink from it. Firstly, we need to hold the fast onto the kitab and the sunnah. We need to also be patient at the time of difficulty. And we also then need to be consistent in our wudus and do it in the best possible manner. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that taridunna alayya ghurran muhajjalin min athari al-wudu. That people will come by with shining faces because of the effects of wudu. So that is, if we'd like to drink from that hose, may Allah grant us that opportunity.